Good day, Australia. You're with Paige Estertori, your trusted source for financial updates brought to you by Financial Services Online. This is your daily financial services news wrap for Friday, September 19th, 2025, where our aim is to untangle the complex world of finance for you. First, let's discuss the National Climate Risk Assessment recently released by the Australian government. The assessment, as part of its National Adaptation Plan, underscores the increasing ramifications of natural disasters on our insurance industry. From floods, fires, to cyclones, these growing climate impacts highlight an urgent necessity to lower emissions and strive for net zero by the year 2050. The specter of rising health and safety risk, coupled with swelling sea levels, could potentially affect millions of citizens and significantly cause insurance cost escalation. But not all is doom and gloom. The government is promising to bolster the cyclone reinsurance pool and seeking partnership with hazards insurance to tackle these pressing issues. And there's the promise of a $1 billion injection into the Disaster Ready Fund, geared towards mitigation and community resilience strategies. A ray of hope there, folks. Switching gears, let's now take a look at financial advising in Australia. A report by Russell Investments uncovers a stark revelation. Majority of those seeking or receiving financial advice aim for control over their assets. However, this emotional advantage is acknowledged by less than half of the advisors. It seems there's an incongruity in understanding between advisors and their clientele, a gap that requires bridging. Adopting a methodical approach catered to individual client profiles and cognizance of biases can unfold new realms in effective advising. Good communication, much like in a personal training regime, is the cornerstone of advising strategies. Understanding this could lead to success in financial planning and increased control over your valuable assets. Bringing into our financial conversational mix, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, also known as ASIC, has recently dispensed an updated legislative instrument for financial advice. Instrument 2025-234, a consolidation of three previous measures, retains relief provisions for general advice providers. The move has been applauded by the Financial Advice Association Australia, despite some concerns about the vague lines separating personal advice from general. Although general and personalized advice contexts continue to overlap, this legislation aims to stringently identify and contextualize general advice for clients. Before we wrap up, let's quickly touch base on the cost of living in Australia. According to the Reserve Bank's Assistant Governor, Sarah Hunter, the cost of living continues to be high, with essentials like milk, bread, and petrol maintaining elevated prices. But positive news for households, economic conditions are improving, with wages growing faster than prices, thanks to government tax cuts. Moreover, underlying inflation has reached 2.7%, almost hitting the Reserve Bank's target. It seems Australians might have to adapt to enduring economic changes. That's us for now. On behalf of Financial Services Online, I'd like to thank you for tuning in to today's news wrap. I'm Paige Estertori. Have a great day, Australia. Visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au for more updates. Stay informed and savvy in this ever-evolving financial landscape.